you know, this thing of coordinating it all and driving it together, you know, Mrs. O'Riordan and Lucy, I want to say well done to you, you know, as well. But, like, that's what it's about. And today, I don't want to say we're starting something special in Cork, because when it comes to entrepreneurship, this is a really special city. I think it's always been at the forefront of innovation. But hopefully, what we can do now is give back and share that experience. Before I finish, I just want to embarrass somebody in the room, if that's okay. John Mullins is about to leave his role as chief executive of Bord Gáis. I have worked with many semi-state state organisations. John is the best chief executive we've had in the state sector. It's just as simple as that, okay? And but we have McCarthyism going on in the media, all sides of the house, etc. Why is this man being paid $250,000? I would get more than that just to advise Diageo on one piece of marketing. And this is the person who sort of took a gas company successfully into the electricity business. Do you know what I mean? In one of us. And they're saying, oh yeah. And you know what? Whilst he is a huge loss to the state sector, you know what? I even admire more, because he said, look, there are other things to be doing out there. And so, but this type of thing of, you know, the media always questioning. Yes, I don't mind the Irish Times questioning. Because, by the way, you know, it does upset me that people who could be in gainful employment, ex-politicians or enlarged pensions, you know, like that, you know, if we could do something about that, you know. But during the property boom, 2000, the Irish Times making profit €1 million a week with its 64-page property supplement. You never hear them writing about that now. Do you know what I mean? They were driving it as much as anything else, right? So I just want a bit of reality. I want a bit of balance, right? And I just, at the risk of embarrassing him, John, whatever you're going to do, you are a huge loss to the state sector. But you always had Cork right there beating in your heart, as people from Cork do. And the leadership you've shown with the Chamber has been fantastic. And I was at something recently where John Moran, the Director General of the Department of Finance, was talking, but John was talking before. And I don't think I would have heard a better business case made, not just for Cork, but for the region, than John Mullins did, and so on. So I know, and that's not brown-nosing or anything, it's just that we got to recognise the good people. John Mullins, you are special.
John Mullins is on the...
But I'm sorry, I know that's over there. It sounds like I'm looking for a date. I'm not. My wife's with me, you know, so it's fine. Listen, it's been a thrill, a real thrill, to be here and to meet you all. By the way, I'm not rushing away and that, so if you want to hook up or bounce mad idea off me. I love mad ideas. Now, if you have an idea for an attachment to an ironing board, I've heard about 60 in this last year. I don't know what it is that people stop me in the street. Yeah, great idea for an attachment for an ironing board. I don't know what it is about ironing board. But, you know, anything else, I'll even, if it's the best attachment to an ironing board, even. But I just love that whole thing of ideas and taking it to a market. And I love that in Cork now, we've a system to help budding entrepreneurs, and more importantly, established entrepreneurs who want to go to the next step and the next stage. And it started here in City Hall this day. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There he is. Wow. Very interesting. I had no intention of staying that long in there. I got captivated by Gavin Duffy, I have to admit. And I'm glad I did. Now, we're coming back out here into the exhibition space, where Donal Cahillan and Jonathan Arm and a man here who I've never met before are chatting. So I'm just going to join them.